About 50 friends, former bandmates, and university faculty attended the vigil. Student Brandon Cunningham, former president of the school's Marching 100, recalled the night that former band director Julian White told them the news.
Dr. White, the man who seems to always know what to say and have something to say, walked in with his wife on one arm and his daughter on the other, and he could barely speak. And, you know, it took him a second, but he spoke the words, "Folks, there's been some difficulty. We don't know why, but we lost Robert."
Champion died while in Orlando for a football game where he participated in a hazing ritual known as Crossing Bus C. 13 of Champion's fellow bandmates were brought up on various criminal charges. White and the school's president, James Ammons, eventually stepped down amidst the fallout. But interim president Larry Robinson says the university is doing everything it can to eliminate hazing.
At this institution, and I'm pretty sure in your minds and hearts, we've been working very, very hard to address the issue of hazing on this campus. And in fact, I think that the work that we've done here with your involvement has influenced not only what we do at FAMU, but I believe institutions around the nation.
Robinson mentioned several anti-hazing initiatives the school has put in place.
We've had workshops, forums, changes in policies, changes in procedures, and we've even developed a new medium, a website that allows students and others to report hazing incidents to us and to the appropriate officials.
The Champion family is suing the university, claiming the school turned a blind eye to hazing even after a dean had proposed suspending the Marching 100 because of previous complaints. The school recently offered the family a $300,000 settlement, but they rejected it, calling the offer, quote, substantively low. For WFSU-FM, I'm Ryan Bank.